The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now, looking at three charts, and I keep having this in 3 minutes stuck in my head because it's the title we initially came up with, and but we never conformed to that. So it's the Duchess of the Chart, the chick with the candlesticks, the lady puts art into art. It's Nick LeDuc. You're right, Nick.
Very good, thank you.
All right, so first of all, let's go with MySquare. They've announced they've incorporated and integrated a new billing system, which is quite good for them. And but what do you reckon? There's a lot of trouble in Myanmar at the moment, isn't it? It's hitting the headlines for the wrong reasons. And Aung San Suu Kyi is coming under a lot of pressure to put pressure on the military there to cut down on the violence to the Muslims there. And of course, I think MySquare did announce that their operations aren't affected by this. But what do you reckon on MYSQ, Nicola?
I think the chart's holding up pretty well. There's a really good support and pivot level at that we've been bouncing off, and it's a fib level at 3.17. That's the 23.6 fib of the entire decline. We broke above it, and we're holding on it as support. So 3.17 is the bottom of the range, but the rally today has not taken us out of the top of the range, and that's at 4 even. That's the daily 50 moving average, and if you look back, you know, it was the lows in May, lows again in July. It's a real pivot level, and it's been the highs. It was where we've banged our head since mid-August. So a daily close above 4 is a bullish breakout in this one, and until then we're stuck in a range between 4 and 3.17.
okay, next one is Petromatad, and that's MATD. It's a big faller today because they've announced that the rig isn't going to be certified in time, and it looks like now they're not going to start drilling this year. And in fact, they've knocked it back to the RNS to spring 2018. So I don't know why it takes that long. And as a result of this, some of the directors have been a board reshuffle as well. So it's all a bit up in the air there at Petromatad. MATD, what do you reckon, Nick?
This was such a nice trade at the start of 2017. It was an inverted head and shoulders pattern and a really lovely breakout trade. So to see it back down here is pretty disappointing. Mm-hmm. So we've got two support levels that I measure. The first one is here around between 5.4 and 5.7. I think that we could find some support. We've just broken the weekly 200 moving average, and I don't think we're just going to crash straight through. I think the market will bounce here and try and see what it makes of that. But the second support level is 2.56. That's a bit of a no-brainer down back at the lows. So 5.4 to 5.7 potentially today, and then if that doesn't hold a support, 2.56 will. For sure.
Yeah, all right. All right, and the last one there is Vesarion. And oddly, I wrote a blog. I normally send out my blogs on I write them on weekend, send them out early. I schedule them for early Monday morning, ready for market open. Like this Sunday, cause due to the log cabin and all that stuff that we were building, I didn't have time. I was tired. I literally had to, and I thought I'd do it tomorrow. So I send out early this morning. And then they announced a release out today in RNS about a tender offer with CPO, which is a government sort of innovation centre. And so it looks like I was well timed. I didn't know this was coming out, but I sent my blog out this morning, and then after that came out the RNS release. But Vesarion, we're into graphene and all that stuff. What do you think, VRS?
I'm going to start with the weekly chart as we look at it, because we've got, since we had the big crash, you know, and we've been bouncing around the lows. What I'm seeing the start of since around November 2014 is another big weekly inverted head and shoulders pattern. So the low of the left shoulder was summer of 2015. The head was 2016 and January of this year. and now we're forming the right shoulder. If we turn higher from here, which looks starting to see some really positive signs, then we've made a pretty symmetrical right shoulder as well. So let's go to the daily, see what we've got to do to go higher. And to be honest, we're under the 200-day moving average at 17. I really want to see it back above that. And then we've got a really nice double bottom short term against, you know, August lows and a rally setting up and a reversal. But above that 200-day moving average, which is at 17, and then above 18.4 confirms the reversal. First signs, first positive signs, double bottom and above the 20 moving average today are the first positive signs.
Okay, well, let me tell you what happened. For two further reasons to add them to your watch list. My second reason is why the share price is down here. And essentially, a while back, Lombard Odier Asset Management bought out a part of Henderson's, right? And they held around about just about 23% of Asari and Henderson. But since Lombard has taken them over, they're obviously reshuffling some of their holdings, and they've been selling down Visarin, and they've sold down about £1.5 million of the shares in the last 6 to 12 months, which is a lot considering this is only a 28 million market cap company. And the turnover on these shares daily are on about £50,000 a day. So they've sold 1.5 million worth in the last 5-6 months, and so huge downward pressure. But once they stop selling this fund, then obviously this is going to fly, because it's been, you know, that downward trend you've seen is basically down to the selling, and you know the business is going fine. So I just think it's almost like convertible loan notes. When the companies take on convertible loan notes, there's obviously a massive seller coming in, and when those CLNs clear, the share price rallies like crazy, and it's similar to that really. So I'm just saying, when's it going to happen? When are they going to stop selling? But VRS, I think in a graphene space, very interesting indeed. Excellent, Nick. And for the podcast, we don't put the charts now on the blog. You can see the charts on the video, which is on the YouTube channel, and I'll put that on the blog page. You can see the video there. Nicola, thank you very much. Speak it tomorrow, yeah?
Okay, bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.